Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Reese. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Delaney. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Art Delaney. And now, play ball. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Ott reaches third base with a triple. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sparrer to Dugan. The throw back to home, and Ott is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Moranville. Sisler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell fires to third, and has Sisler trapped. The throw to the plate, and Sisler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sparrer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dugan moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Art Delaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richborg. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Richborg steals second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Richborg moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Delaney covering. Safe. Terry moves to second. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive towards the mound. Hubbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McGuire. Rausch scores. Lindstrom moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Ott moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott tags and moves to third. Terry tags and moves to second. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Delaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delaney strikes out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell bunts towards the mound. Delaney fields it and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to second. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Dugan moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Dugan scores. McGuire scores. Sparrer moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Art Delaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Braves, 3. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richburg for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Delaney covering, for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell bunts towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lindstrom bunts towards the mound. Delaney fields it and throws to first for the out. Rausch moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Ott reaches second base with a double. Rausch moves to third. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terry is walked intentionally. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 4 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maguire hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Delaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delaney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delaney moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Delaney fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville can't make a play. That's a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Rausch moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Bell pinch hits for George Harper. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dugan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rausch. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maguire hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rausch. Maguire reaches second base with a double. Dugan scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.